Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0808-5150-610. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
This afternoon, from the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and part of chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 9 and then a little part of chapter 10. We read from verse 24 down quickly to chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 9 from verse 24 up to verse 13 of chapter 10. We just try to glean some wisdom from that passage as we challenge one another unto running to win. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. May God bless. This is word to our hearts in the name of Jesus. I said we're going to be chatting with one another on the issue of running to win the prize. Why do we need to study that kind of thing this afternoon? It is because the possibility of not winning, the possibility of not arriving, the possibility of just running and running in vain, is not only there, it's very, very high. And many started out and they never ended well. Many began to run as if they were going to win, but eventually they did not win. Many started very well. There are so many people on the way today that some years ago they were very strong. They were at the forefront of the Word of God. But now, they have cooled off. Some, when they were students, they were at the forefront of the fellowship. But you may not even know that they were Christians now that they are lecturers. But they were at their own time. Many started very powerfully. They had very, very strong utterance. But today they have married 2-3 wives. And yet they started very well. There are yet several others who appear to be first in the beginning, but something tripped them and they became last. Why should we study this? Because Jesus himself said, there are many that are first that shall be last. And there are those that are last now that shall be first. So which means the possibility is not something you can overlook. It's not something you can say, well, it's very little. It is not. Especially in our generation, when even what to look for in Christian experience has become muddled up. When the fact that somebody says, I'm born again, means actually nothing. It means just like the ceremony that we used to do in those days. when nowadays the fear of the Lord that characterizes those that truly become children of God is no more there. And so, the possibility of running not to win is very high. And I feel at a time like this, how important it is to again listen to the word of God together and to see the principles by which you can be sure that what has started in your life today, God will fulfill it. But let me begin by asking you to read Philippians 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, 6 begins to say, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will do what? He will complete it. He will carry it through until the day of Jesus Christ." Now, why we stop about, talk about running to win, let me say with all positiveness that we are confident of this very thing, that God, who has begun a good work in you, he will not abandon it halfway. He will surely accomplish it. He will carry it through. He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, with that assurance, we can go ahead and study principles that we must apply to help us win the race. First, I want us to know, the first thing to know is that, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? That looks like a trivial knowledge, but I think it is important to know it. Know you not that all those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? That's very important to note. I don't know how to say it, but I think it's very critical for me and you to have at the back of your mind that if those that will not collect any prize, if they knew at the onset, before they got into the race, if there's a way they know that we shall not obtain the prize, what would have been the best thing for them to do? Not to run at all. Because what is the use of running in a race when you already know you are not going to get anything? And that looks very critical for me. And I pray that it will dawn on you, though I may not say it more strongly than this, that what do you think is the advantage of being a Christian at all if you are not going to make it at last? Why did you ever start if you know that you are not going to make it? Why did you ever choose to be a Christian if you will still end up in hell? Would it not have been better not to even try it? will it not have been advantageous not to even get involved right from the onset, so that when you get to hell or you did not win a prize, you will know that yes, after all, I didn't run for it. But it is more painful for someone to have run and at the end he says, sorry, we never knew you. I'm just imagining that when such people go to hell, they will meet some of their friends and colleagues that never run at all. Eh? And then there will be a discussion like this. They will say, ah, Shola, we thought you are going to make heaven. Despite all your runnings, despite all the fellowships you attended, despite all the meetings you went, we invited you to drink with us. You said, no, you are a Christian. We asked you to come along for some disco party. You said, no, born again, they don't do that. How come that you have ended up in the same class with those of us who never ran at all? The pain of hell is something on its own. Then the pain of the constant taunting of colleagues, friends, who never bother themselves about all these meetings, all these fellowships, will be an added problem. And it's very painful. That's the first thing. Brother, while I'm not going to say many things this afternoon because I still think we should end at 5, I feel like sharing with you, if you ever choose to be a Christian, if you ever begin at all, determine to finish. And not to finish anyhow, but to finish with a crown on your head. Does that make meaning to you? Eh? Because what is the advantage of running at all if you will not win? Especially when you understand the way the Bible says, if a man had been righteous all his life, and towards the end, he turned away from his righteousness and went into sin, went into wickedness, that all his righteousness will be forgotten, and he will be judged as if he had never been righteous. Did you see the gravity of the race in which we are running? Eh? A race that once you miss it, you don't have cumulative credit. It is different from the university race, university degree. At the university, you know what we call the cumulative grade point. The work you did when you were in year one, it was weighted, and a GPA was calculated. Even if you had only 2, or you had 3.5, or you were so brilliant that you had something like 4, or you even had 5, it is cumulative. When you came into second year, you did some few things. Second year, you didn't so do well, and you got great points, average 2, just 2. But because you had 5 at the first year, by the time they weighed it together, you they say the first year courses will be 20% of the final GPA. And they said the second year will be 25%. You are sure that everything will add up together. And even during year three, you may have just got only 2.5. But if you are able in year four and year five to shoot up to say something like 4 or 4.5, when they calculate the total GPA, you are likely to come up with maybe 3.5 or even 4, and you will have gone out with something good. Am I right? But heavenly race is not like that. Heavenly race is the kind that when you miss it, all that you have accumulated as credits is gone. So that's why the race to eternity needed to be done with carefulness. Are you with me? Now, that's the first thing to know. Know you not that all that run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? And the word of God says, run in such a way that you may do what? You may obtain. I think that's important. Do what? Run. In which way? In such a way that you may obtain whatever it will take you. I'd like to counsel you, if you know you will backslide in 5 years' time, backslide today. Because if you will eventually backslide at the dying minute, you will still appear as if you never made effort. So the race for eternity, the race for the heavenly crown, must be run first with a knowing that except I finish, I lose all. Do you understand? Except I finish, I lose all. It used to pay me that somebody had preached. He had invited many people to Christ. He had traveled all over the country and outside the country and all of this. And at the end, because he tripped off, he said, sorry. Everything you have accumulated is finished. We don't know you here. Do you know that? That's terrible. So, one way, once you begin, determine that I will finish. Can I hear you say that? I will finish. Say, having begun this race, I will not drop on the way until I finish. And I must finish it gloriously. Now, that must be at the back of your mind if you are going to make something out of your Christian experience. The race, the way Jesus put it, is so clear. He said, whosoever has put his hand on the plow and looking back is no more what? Fit for the kingdom of God. Oh no, I say, oh, but that looks too stern. It looks too serious. Can someone keep looking back once in a while? Say, no, it's no more fit. So can I put it to you, brothers and sisters? Having begun, if you have ever begun, determined to do what? To finish. But if you know you will backslide next year, why wait till next year? Backslide right now, so that you will know When I was a copper, you know, we used to do parade. And I already know that I will not get anything for my squad. So once we start and I make roll call, I always joined the club they called Lazy Coppers. So I would just step out quickly and be doing something else with my time. I don't mind that people say, "You're a lazy copper." I say, "Yes, I know I wasn't lazy. I'm not a lazy man. But as far as that is concerned, I knew I wasn't going to get anything out of that. So I better put my time to what I believe in." Brothers, sisters, if you don't remember anything I've said, let this rest in your spirit for as long as you shall live. If you ever begin to be a Christian, it does not pay you if you don't finish. Do you get me? It's not to help you if you are a dropout. And if you know you will never finish, don't start. You say, "Oh, but you didn't encourage us." I'm encouraging you. There's no other way to encourage you than to let you have this knowledge that you must run the Christian race in such a way. Now, when he said "in such a way," I was going to find out.